Zondervan Audio Pages presents Ulterior Motives by Terry Blackstock. He had never killed before, but it hadn't been as difficult as he'd imagined. The element of surprise, along with the right weapon and the adrenaline pumping through him, had made it all happen rather quickly. He bent down and probed his victim's pockets with his gloved hands. Loose change spilled out onto the floor, along with a set of keys. He took the keys and hurried up the stairs of the elegant art gallery to the studio. The door was locked, and he fumbled for the right key and opened it. Canvases lay propped against the wall in varying stages of progress. In the back corner sat several framed paintings waiting to be exhibited downstairs and possibly sold. Some old, cracked, and damaged paintings by well-known artists sat in stretchers awaiting restoration so that they could be sold at European auctions for thousands of dollars. But none of these things were what interested him. On the other side of the studio was another door, and he unlocked it and went in. It was the office from which DuBose, who now lay dead on the floor of the gallery, had conducted his business with important clients, and as always, it was immaculate. On the desk sat a small banker's lamp, a desk diary, a Rolodex, and a calculator. He pulled the chain on the lamp, then opened the desk diary and turned to this week. There it was, written beneath tomorrow's date, the name and number of the man DuBose had kept so secret.